Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
My friends, today is the day. We are cleared.
That's what you said yesterday.
Today is the day. So much so that I've already been cleared. On this phone, I have the ability, the launch codes.
Oh, no.
To start thermonuclear
war. Oh, no.
But don't worry. These are tactical nukes aimed at very specific targets. You do not have to fear from the fallout.
I don't think the SALT treaty distinguishes tactical nukes from strategic.
Well, I'm just saying they don't have to worry about being beginning. Well, if it was okay, fine. Maybe some people, but
Ben,
in general.
Did you review the SALT treaty?
Huh? So anyway, guys, as I was saying, I'm trying to be dramatic, but Dan keeps fucking it up. As I was saying, guys, it is cleared. It is ready to launch. This is the fruition of months of my life working on this project in the basement by myself, toiling, chiseling.
Oh my God.
And what else, Hila?
In my basement.
And tailoring. I'm very excited to share with you guys. In fact, so much. Thank you to Adam and Eve for sponsoring us, by the way. If you guys don't believe me, I will. On the mark, Nate, we will begin a countdown. A 1 hour countdown. And when that 1 hour hits zero, this bomb is being launched.
He's ripping a huge
Nate,
part.
Are you prepared? Do you have your key? We have to turn at the same time.
I'm ready when you are.
All right, ready? Turn key, engage countdown.
Engaging.
Oh my God.
We can't stop what's in motion now. There are things
in
motion.
There's no abort button? There's no redundancy?
No.
What if Hassan apologizes before the hour goes up?
Not this time. No, no. The apologies. The time for apologies is gone. Way gone.
The result of all of this is just 10 minutes before it goes up, he just tweets out, "Yo, Ethan, my bad, dude."
I'll be like, oh, fuck.
Oh, okay, fuck.
Chill. What do you guys think about Esteban?
I'm still not sold.
Oh, you're the only one, dude.
I heard you were considering the look then for yourself.
Yeah, Dan, what's up?
Yeah,
I heard that on the street.
My wife does not agree that it's a bad look.
Apparently, Dan's wife was like, I want you to have that same look. And I says, that would be so fucking funny if you did. Why would you not do that? It would be
Dan
so fun.
Esteban.
Dan Esteban.
I don't think you can pull off the mustache with the little thing with a bald head. It's just, that's not a vibe.
I feel like that's
it's unbalanced.
A very popular look with a bald head.
Doesn't believe in me.
I think you could pull
well,
it
you
off.
You barely show your dome anyway.
I mean,
you cover it a lot. But I disagree. I mean,
I'll think about it.
I think it'd be funny anyway. Yeah, if it looks bad, it's still funny. You don't have to keep it forever.
That's true.
Think about it.
You try to do it, AB? You tried to hit the Esteban?
Yeah, I didn't.
You got picks?
Didn't work
oh, no!
Out so
well. Do you have picks?
I don't.
Lena, was it that bad?
Lena didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't even see
you
it.
Just saw
wow.
The end. Yeah.
Must have been really bad. Maybe it's just was your facial hair not long enough?
Yeah,
at
it wasn't
the time?
Long enough.
Yeah.
Mm. I saw a post on the subreddit about it and it inspired me.
Oh, yeah. That's yeah, that was funny. So, oh, I'm so excited. We're cleared to go. Yeah, Dan, what do you mean? This is like, didn't Rock win like Sexiest Man Alive?
Yeah.
People say he's the sexiest man
I feel like I
alive.
Say this look all the time, Dan.
That could be me. Yeah.
That could be you, bro. I mean,
yeah, I'm built just like The Rock, too.
For real?
You said bald dome. I'm just addressing what you said.
You are our Rock, then. metaphorically.
Yep.
And figuratively.
Before let's get to some fun stuff here while we're here. I want to thank, first of all, Teddy Fresh Cozy Sale. It's the last day, so get on board, guys. It's the last day to get 50% off all the cozy stuff you're going to want.
Last
to stay warm during the winter and spring. So head on over to teddyfresh.com. Check out the last day of the cozy sale. It's 50% off. Bada bing, bada boom.
I'm shooting ropes, bro.
Nate.
Chill, dude.
Also, God. Shout out. Yeah. There's the new Elon Musk shirts that are on pre-order. Get them while they are here.
USA.
Trump marionette shirt. Everybody loves that one.
Pretty cool.
And the iconic, always relevant, Elon Musk is a piece of shirt. Piece of shit.
Piece of shirt.
Piece of shirt.
Yeah.
This one is the more popular one. I thought it was interesting.
People love that one. It's just iconic, I guess.
And if I may say a little something, on Monday we have a small capsule that is a collaboration with a brand that I was a fan of, BP Bella.
Oh, nice.
You guys may have seen me wear this hat before. That's made by her. The founder is another cool female, Isabella. And so we actually got to use this shirt, this graphic, MILF graphic that I love.
Oh, nice.
And then there will be other stuff.
It says MILF, man, I love frogs.
Yeah.
That's epic.
And there will be other stuff with our teddy bear and frog and things like that. Very, very cute.
Love that.
Very exciting.
Love that. very exciting stuff. There's actually some very exciting stuff in the doc. We went to war with a small TikToker named Alexis for coming at me, daring to come at me. By the way, she has a whole 20-minute segment in this new content nuke. I'm kidding, of course. Nobody undeserving is getting featured in that.
Yes, Ducky. Ducky.
He's really excited. I think he can sense your excitement. And well, he's like extra excited right now.
I can't play with you while I'm doing the show, Ducky.
I'll play with Ducky.
He does this to me. Like, so when I've been in the zone editing for the past months, he always comes down the basement with me, and there'll be periods where he just sits there and barks at me like that. And I'm like, Ducky, I have to work. I have to focus. I can't. But then I have to sit and play with him because he's so cute and persistent. But then, I only have like 3 hours a night left between when the kids go to sleep and when I have to go to bed. And I'm like, these are precious hours, Doc. So anyway, Alexis, you guys might remember, she issued a apology. And, you know, I'm going to say it's just that easy, guys. You know, I'm not looking for a lot.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, my bad. And here she is.
I told you guys she was chill.
You had a,
I had a feeling too.
The whole time, I mean, like, we kind of didn't even really fight with her. Yeah, I think we just were like, oh my God, your art is awesome.
I feel like, we did her, like her eyes were not really giving hate. You know?
No,
yep.
No.
Yep.
Yeah.
You have loving eyes, Alexis.
Yeah.
Ducky, oh my God.
Ducky, come here.
Can someone play with this monster?
Yeah.
This Tasmanian devil.
Ducky.
So anyway, she issued a really sweet video that won us all over. On the subreddit, too. Let's take a look.
Hi. I just wanted to say I have no hate towards Ethan Klein or any of the H3 fans or anybody a part of the H3 podcast. And I just want to say I'm not the type of person to just do content that's all the time. Yeah. Trust me, I don't want to do that, like, at all. I'm trying to show off my creativity more. I just never really usually did it on TikTok because I didn't understand the algorithm. And then, you know, this little fluke video happened and it got really big. And I was very surprised about that myself.
That was my point, is that, like, she kind of accidentally fell into, like, this gold mine. She's like, just mentioned
gold
my
mind.
Name. Yeah. Gold mine. Gold mine. That's what I call my cell phone. Certain days. When I finished this video, I said, goldmine.
Yes. That makes sense.
Like a Bond villain.
She kind of seems so nice.
Yeah, she does.
She really does.
But I was like, dude, she gets like zero views, and then all of a sudden, all these dumb fucking losers just swarmed in. So it's not even her fault.
Hi, everyone. It's me again.
Yep.
And I just want to reiterate, I don't want to spread hate. I don't want to spread any negativity or any bombarding attacks towards Ethan. So, yeah, as Ringo Starr would say, peace and love, peace and love. I think you guys still use that soundbite.
Not listening. Soundbite.
You're not listening, sure. Alexis.
I want to turn.
So let's. I want to spread to positivity back to Ethan.
Well, and so Alexis, you used to watch the show apparently until something happened. So you read. Come back, watch the show. I guarantee you're gonna like it. Yeah. Nothing's changed.
Well, guarantee. That's
I guarantee.
Well, if
I
she liked it before. She's gonna like it again.
Sure, but I mean,
if she stopped
you're
watching,
setting the bar
she,
really high.
I think this show is only getting better. Then, so
good luck convincing Dan of anything positive. I think if she was liked it before, then she's gonna like it now.
Sure, yeah. I mean, if it could she be better than like, ever, but it's just I don't like high expectations.
I guarantee. If she's like, I've never seen the show, but I'll try it. I'll be like, you might like it.
Right.
Makes sense.
Okay, that's fair.
But if she only stopped watching because she thought I was like a Nazi or something.
Right, that would probably be a mistake.
That's just not true, girly. I'm the same.
Same as it ever was. Dave Burns.
So that was nice, though. You know, a happy little twist there on these little micro beefs that I get into.
I'm going to make Alexa my daughter's idol now. I'm gonna show my daughter
such a role model, right?
Wow!
All of Alexa's videos every day until she's 18.
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
Exclusively, that's all she can watch.
Oh, Gabe's hitting on a bit banana. What's up, Gabe? Don't slip on the banana peel when you're done.
That's part of my carnivore diet.
That wait, that's
providing fruits.
Wait,
carnivore diet?
That's not meat, Gabe.
I'm just kind of implementing it.
So this is Gabe's carnivore diet, or is this part of the carnivore diet to eat bananas?
It's kind of implemented that way, you know.
It's a hybrid system?
Yeah, that's called the hybrid carnivore with a little fruits and vegetables.
Gabe, you know what I do? I put the bananas in the freezer, so it's like you're eating ice cream.
Wait, you eat bananas too?
I make my own version of it. It's just a better choice.
What are you guys are eating bananas?
Doing
on the carnivore diet?
It's a great source of potassium.
But it's not meat. That's the whole point.
Well, you don't just have to.
That is the whole point. Jordan Peter said, "Eat just meat." Well, just meat.
That's the lion diet.
I seem to recall him referring to it as the carnivore diet.
Do you know what carnivore means, Zach?
Yes, eating meat.
Exclusively.
Lions are carnivores, right?
What is a carnivore? A carnivore is an animal that eats flesh. They don't eat berries. They don't eat bananas. They don't eat fucking fuck all. They eat animals.
Dave and Zach are omnivores.
Right.
Well, no,
you guys are omnivores.
I still eat meat. Like.
Yeah, you guys are, well, they're human beings.
Isn't omnivore both?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is starting to just sound like a normal.
You're
diet.
Just a human being.
No,
just like a well-balanced, you know.
Bananas are good. Also, kiwis are good, too.
You eat kiwis too?
See, that's
bro,
not meat either.
What kind of fuck? Gabe, do you eat kiwis? What
this
are they?
Such a twist, Zach.
This sounds like a beautifully healthy.
Banana,
yeah.
Apples?
Apples?
No.
Oh, my God, Gabe.
Brother, I've reached enlightenment, and I'm allowing certain things part of this journey.
What are you allowing, Zach? Tell me.
Bananas and apples.
Isn't this just
how did you guys both get on the same wavelength? That's interesting.
Well, I didn't. It actually is interesting because I was talking to Nick about it and he was doing it too. And I guess Gabe wanted to try it too. So.
Oh, this started from Zach, Gabe?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh.
Did. I see if it worked. I don't work and I lost 10 pounds.
Good for you. Oh, wow. Hey, this is Zach is like the guru. He's the carnivore guru. I shouldn't say anything. You know the rules. You make the rules.
Everyone knows the rules, dude. I'm gonna get
now
it
I do. I didn't know about the bananas and the apples, but now I do.
Everyone knows the rules, dude.
So how many bananas and apples you eat in a day?
One banana a day.
Yeah, I'd say about the same. Like I'll eat it at night, like as a dessert. Mm. You know?
Bananas are amazing.
Great potassium source.
Bananas are amazing. Yeah.
Huh.
Gabe, you lost 10 pounds?
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Nice, man.
Yeah,
well, he's been like jogging and stuff too, right, Gabe?
I do the tire walk about almost every day.
Nice.
Except Thursday, because garbage trucks are on the way.
Yeah, yeah, that's three times. Reasonable.
Smart.
I love you, Gabe.
No.
You're such a great guy. I love talking with you on Fridays.
He's the goat.
Well, that's good. I'm happy you guys are all dieting. And, you know, it's good, man. Let's shave off those LBs, people. You know. Yeah. Oh, Thomas here. I have to give Tom some credit here. Tom Ward is in the building. He's going to join us.
Tom Ward is in the building?
Yeah, because he usually comes in on Thursday, but we weren't here yesterday.
Right, right.
And I do want to apologize to all the members. It's been so long since I've been in for a member stream. Next week, everything. I get my life back after today. This is why I'm so excited. My life has been like on hold.
Yep.
Okay? And I get it back tonight, today. Last night, I went to bed at a normal hour.
Oh, wow.
I relaxed when I got home and the kids were in bed.
It was so weird.
And I was like, this is so nice. Thank you. What's the timer at, Nader's? Nader Tots?
46 minutes.
46 minutes.
You can't see it. It's on your screen, I think.
Gabe's up right now. Okay,
yeah. Yeah. How was the funeral, Gabe? Did you make it in time or were you late?
No, I made it in time.
Good.
Everybody's okay. Good. There's still people that show up late, but hey, they call it Hawaiian time. If you're late, it's okay.
Do they do Hawaii time at funerals?
I don't know. There's a lot of people coming late, so it's like, okay. Everybody's just lining
and
up.
And they're like, stuff. Dude, they're already buried, man. You missed the burial. It's like missing. Is that worse than missing the ceremony at a wedding?
It's different. It's just live burial, and then we have to throw sand or whatever at the cast and stuff. Like it's a different religion.
Yeah, I say
it ain't cast Christian or Catholic way up to see the burial. It's a different type of
what was religion. Jewish funeral.
It's kind of like Armenian or something.
What's Armenian funeral like?
It's they just say something like in their language.
Yeah, okay. Dan, what do you think about this? It doesn't look bad. Pretty dapper.
I can't see it right now.
Fucking. Oh, really? You can't see. You can't see it, Dan.
Oh. See, I was sent a different variant. Well, see, but I have hair back then, so it's a different vibe.
So let's see. We'll see.
Well, the other one, Tall Skeleton made one, but it was just based off of me right now, so my head is covered. So we're not really getting the full impression.
Howie Mandel has a totally beautifully shaved bald dome, and he has a goatee.
He does do the goatee thing.
That is served him well.
See, it's just
okay. Hold on, the beard is too big. He didn't do it right.
Okay,
it's got to be messy. Like a little. Thing. It looks too like motorcycle.
This one's giving weird vibes.
If you want like the like, if you want the like sexy Don Juan one, yeah, then you have to.
And I do.
I know you do. What you need to do, Dan, is cut it much deeper into. You're almost taking off like a quarter side of the goatees here.
Okay.
Of the chin. You see.
And you want
Skeleton, redo this and make the goatee smaller, considerably smaller.
Okay.
This one is pretty good, Skelly, just to give you an idea. I like the one here. That's looks
probably
fantastic.
Just yours. I think that's your mustache.
This is literally me.
Yeah, I think that's why you like it.
Looks fantastic.
Beautiful mustache. Yeah.
All right, Gabe. You know about this.
Wait, here. I have Tall Skeleton, switch to me.
Oh yeah.
Now this is sexy.
Let me
you know what I mean?
For a second, Ethan. Hold on.
Okay.
No,
okay.
You hold on. Look at this. Oh, he's not doing it right either, but yeah.
It looks so B word. The B word.
Who? Who looks like a P word?
The B word.
Do you call me a P? What?
No.
What are you saying, Dan?
Dan, he has no hair, so I say the B word.
You're saying he's bald?
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking.
The B word.
Copy, bro.
You look bald.
That's hilarious.
I'm fucking on, dude.
Yeah.
All right, what am I looking at?
Give it up.
That's funny.
What am I looking at?
You're looking at the H3 logo.
Did you say you wanted me to look at something, Dan?
No. I had Nate switch to me and let me smolder for a minute so that they could use that as a template for the Oh, look at the picture.
All right, Gabriel. Well, do you know about this content nuke that I'm doing?
What's that?
It's just a big video I'm going to drop here pretty soon. On my, I don't know if you know about my old channel, H3 Productions. It's coming back to life for this one big event.
Would it be interesting?
It will be. Yeah, check it out.
Well, check it out.
Gabe, have a fantastic weekend, okay, bud?
You have a great weekend. And you guys, wish you guys the best. I'm happy the weekend's just the first day of the weekend, baby.
Let's get it.
It's the first day of the weekend.
Let's get it. Friday night, baby.
It's the first day of the weekend.
All right, Gabo, have a good one, okay? Be good out there. Yeah. I know you will. You always are.
Bye.
Bye, bye, Gabe.
Have a good one.
What a great fucking guy.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Feel the same.
The best.
I love that he didn't know about the content nuke, too. He's like, I don't really know. I don't care.
Good for him.
All right.
All right.
I'm catching up on some LZs. All right.
Some LZs.
Oh, Mosh? Remember the horse fucker who watches the horse fucking pedophile Bosch?
I do. Yeah. I do remember him.
Yeah. Oh, well, can you call someone who consumes pornographic drawings of children a pedophile?
Ethan Klein calls Markiplier a psycho
in my opinion,
he blocked
definitely.
I mean, yeah. I think that, you can do that. Yeah.
That's what I think, too. So I like to refer to him as a horse fucking pedophile.
What about Lollyfile?
A Lollyfile?
Lollyfile?
I think it's pretty sussy.
Well, anyway, he had he actually weighed in on the Markiplier beef, if you can believe that, of all
I
people.
I cannot believe it.
I am so glad. I wanted to know what the zoophile, you know, party thought of all of this.
What do you fucking say to these people
in
this chat
that, like,
still watching?
His viewers, between like hearing about politics, they also get filled in on the Markiplier
That's
drama.
True.
Yeah. Well, makes a lot of sense.
We've all jerked it to love.
Vosh has a major chip on his shoulder, obviously, since our last conversation. And he's looking for any reason to be like, oh, Ethan's a fucking psychopath. He calls me a psychopath. Mm. Which, again, mental illness, fucking animals. And I don't like, I feel like I'm very sensitive about mental illnesses and being careful not to, like, stigmatize or make anyone feel shamed for having mental illness. That they fucking animals is not, you're fuck animals.
You draw the line there. Yeah.
You fuck animals and also you're a pedophile.
We've all jerked it to Lolly.
We don't, you know what I mean? Like there's not, and it's kind of fun for me because I don't need to be respectful, you know?
Some of these.
So when he said,
allegedly a pedophile because he views drawings of children explicitly sexual positions. Yeah, Evil?
He thought.
He's famous for saying Tacoma wept. He should have said the farm wept.
The farm wept.
I think an important Tacoma disclaimer wet. That you should add to not get yourself in trouble here, though, is that at the time, he thought it was short stack goblin porn.
Right. He thought it was just a short stack goblin.
Right. That was his explanation. So just to be fair to Bosch.
Can I? Nice. Did we ever type what that means?
He has also jerked off.
We know what it means.
We did.
We know exactly what it means.
Goblin. But I just... I just wanted to see an image. What the fuck that... This is what he thought it was? A short stacked goblin? This is what came up.
Can we see it?
What? Yeah, no, it's not.
Is it safe to show?
It's safe to show, yeah.
We'll go ahead.
This.
Yeah.
That would be a short stack goblin.
She's definitely a short stack.
You didn't. You confused this with a child? Bless you. I don't know about that one, Boshy baby. Well, anyway, let's
buy a horse.
Let's hear his enlightened take about me and Markiplier beef.
Exciting.
This beef, by the way, continues to thrive. Even,
oh boy.
What can I say, man? The internet is so insane.
Ethan Klein calls Markiplier a psycho after he blocked him.
How is that the story?
How are you like
this is insane.
It also happened
no,
years
that's
ago.
Not the story because not in your voice, the way you're reading it, like it's something serious. Not the story.
Well, this is what people are clickbaiting now.
Yeah.
Is that Ethan unfollowed Mark because he called Mark a psycho because Mark unfollowed Ethan on Twitter.
Yeah.
Which every detail of that is wrong. First of all, everything happening now has nothing to do with that, right? Obviously. And that happened like 4 years ago, right? And he didn't even unfollow me. He just muted me.
Right. You did say it, but you were joking.
Yeah.
So all of these people are taking you literally, but you did, you ironically laid it all out for them to.
Yeah, you said because
stupid.
He blocked me. I remember because I corrected yeah. you. Yeah. I was like, he just muted you.
You were
yeah.
like, yep, and he's a psychopath oh, and okay. he blocked me.
But so. The point is,
it was all
I
a joke.
Called him a psychopath
very clearly.
Because I was doing a bit and yeah, I had nothing. It's clip. Fucking me.
I'd like to go out on a limb, and I think Markiplier gets that it's a joke.
I don't know.
I don't think so at this think? Point. Yeah. With all these people talking about it, like
if it's only
real,
coming to him filtered does. Through all of this, then yeah, I don't know.
But like the thing is that like technically, and I think even we were saying it in our chat, like technically he has no flaws.
Yeah.
Technically he didn't do anything wrong. It was more like we're like being bitter and kind of like petty and just kind of
right.
joking about it.
It was like the it was type of shit like vote
stupid.
His wiki
it's the dumbest
feet down
shit ever.
Type of shit. You know what I mean?
To be very like clear, then with everybody, should we just talk about how much we love Mark super quick? Should we
no.
Be like, Mark,
no,
we
why
love
would I do
you.
That?
No.
Despise him.
You're the best.
He muted him.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
He
we,
muted
right,
him
we have
on
to be
Twitter.
A little bit guarded.
That's
you're
not,
right,
but that's not why I despise him, you guys.
You're right.
I despise him
because
he fakes his voice and everybody likes him.
Or so you think. I'm still not convinced.
But anyway, the fact that it morphs into that's the story is unbelievable. He's literally married and has four kids.
That's news to me. I thought you only had three.
Oh, boy.
What? Wait, right here.
Ethan Klein calls Markiplier a psycho after he blocked him.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm afraid because Markiplier's like, I don't want to get into that. I don't even want to see it. You know, if someone's talking shit about me, I just, you know, I don't need to see it. I'm just going to live my life. He probably, if I had to guess, heard this all fucking from every commenter, dumbass, in his comments, like, Ethan's been talking shit about you, dude. And he's like, I don't care. I'm not even going to pay attention.
Yeah.
He's but, better than that.
But luckily, I don't give a fuck what Markiplier thinks about me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, reach out, buddy. We can make it up.
Maybe you should reach out to him.
Yeah,
it's
you should have
so
him come on the
that,
show, and you guys do whatever was being done in that video where he.
Stuff. Yeah, you could put creams and donuts together.
You guys should go to Krispy Kreme together.
You guys, we don't care.
I don't know if he'd agree that, but doing cream filling donuts would be fucking awesome.
Breaking donuts with Markiplier, like breaking bread. Stunning.
Anyway, here's Fosh, the horse fucking pedophile.
I know that Ethan Klein's a piece of shit who's fallen off massively and has been like willfully engaging in a drama spiral to the bottom as he like alienates the people around him. The idea that...
Bro, what world...
What?
These people are just, they keep hyping each other up. Like they start, it gets more and more insane. And then they're just like, this is it. This is what's happening. He's death spiraling into drama and alienating everybody around him, and he's falling off. It's so crazy.
He would rope Markiplier into that is actually wild. Like, sure, whatever.
Except that's not what
happened.
I hope
Markiplier survives the drama. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to end his career.
I hope that's not how he does research when he talks about
really like
just off of reading a stupid comment. He's right. Like, oh, okay, so that's what's happening. Damn.
That's probably what happened when he was like, is it moral to fuck animals? And they're like, and usually be like, well, animals can't consent. And like, so obviously not. But he probably just read like the first line where it's like, you know, animals can experience pleasure from sex. But, you know, you can't. And he's like, oh, good. I'm a fucking animal. He's a pet. He fucks animals. Or he
we
wants
to. At some
to.
Point
he
in
wants
our
to.
Lives been going fucking crazy on some hentai site.
Actually, I don't think, you know what? Let me correct you again, my
he
friend.
He wants to fuck.
He no. wants to be the horse.
He that
wants,
is.
Yes, that, right. He wants to he be wants the to, horse.
Then
he
why the fuck is he looking at horse super, porn?
Yeah, because he wants to be the horse that rapes a human woman. That's
yes,
what he wants.
Okay, he wants okay. the horse to fuck the short stack goblin girl.
Yeah.
Dude, you don't look at pictures of horses in your porn stash unless you're attracted to horses.
Yeah, no.
He might want to be the horse,
absolutely.
But he also wants to fuck the horse. He finds the horse sexy.
He has horse cock envy.
Why would you watch porn with horses if you're not?
Because he wants to be the horse.
Right height.
Then
yeah,
why do you need a horse? Use your imagination.
To be the horse, then he's obviously obsessed with a horse cock.
Listen, I'm not here to be a vouch apologist.
You
I'm
are.
I'm just here for the truth.
I'm telling you the truth, my brother.
I think it could go either way, Dan. I'll be fair. I'll meet you in the middle. Okay. It could be he wants to be the horse. It could be he wants to fuck the horse. Could be that he wants it both ways, and that's totally
potentially.
Totally fair as well.
Of when the LA fire started and Ethan Klein posted on Instagram, like, I bet Hassan is praying that the fires take out my computer so I don't release my video exposing him. And it's like, dude, there's a fire outside your house. Uh-huh. What are you doing?
Hey, bro, are you in LA? Do you know anything about my life? Do you why would you tell me how to fucking prep or like even let's say how to cope with that? You know what I mean? Like, you're a dumb scumbag fucking animal fucking pedophile. Like, how about you shut the fuck up and mind your own business? In fact, fact that you even pop your head out at all after the what moment is pretty incredible, dude.
Yeah.
I have to say.
How about after being caught with that folder live on stream, you never ask anybody else, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't think you can ask that again, like anybody else.
You're right. And no matter what it is.
No.
But he calls...
Oh my God, you posted a story during a fire season?
Well, and also the fire was not close to my... I mean, it was close, like... But the glow was far away. We weren't even under order to evacuate. You guys know the deal.
Yeah, also it's completely mute now that we know that your family didn't perish in the fire.
We didn't. We were fine. Yeah. We were packed. We were ready to go. Yeah. We didn't even have to evacuate, so... Dan, by the way, side note, you look fucking good here. You look good as shit, bro.
Oh my Lord.
Wait. Dan Staban.
You look so fucking good right now.
Well, that looks like somebody else.
Well, Don Swerdlove.
Don.
Yeah, well, I looked like somebody else when I donned the bond.
You look like Pitbull a little bit.
Mr. Worldwide?
Yeah.
Oh my
you look
God,
better.
Yeah.
You right? do look
Literally,
better.
Mr. 305. I see it.
Dude, well, you should do this.
I have an alternate suggestion that was sent to me that I'm actually a big fan of, to just do the inverse of you, actually.
Okay. That's funny.
Okay, negative space.
What president had that? Rutherford B. Hayes?
Hayes, I think, rocked the chops. Yeah. Maybe.
That's got to be the most insane.
Oh, no, Martin Van Buren.
Martin Van Buren boys.
With, yeah, it's the Van Buren boys.
This has to be the most insane facial hair
choice
of all time. That's like just the cheeks.
Like the Amish style.
I like this, too, because it plays up. My facial hair is by far the best mustache and chin. Mm. The cheeks has spots in it, and without this, I shaved this morning,
out
you guys.
Here, Amish.
It's so nice. Or, I mean, last night. And so, I mean, I'm full.
I love that you love it.
You don't love it, but that's okay.
No, I don't. I'm neutral. I like the regular beard more, maybe, slightly.
That's a shame.
But I don't hate it, so you're good. You're good.
It doesn't matter.
If I had a problem with it, then I would tell you, but shame. I don't.
Well, if you have a problem, we got a problem. This is who I am now. Esteban! I want to take you to the bed. I don't know how to do the accent. I gotta work on that.
Terrible.
It'd be so much funnier. Day and eight, that's fucking horrific, bro.
You gotta chill. But that said, we are.
Let's thank our wonderful sponsor, Adam and Eve. Bada boom, bada bing. We love them. It's Adam and Eve.com. Guys, check it out. Let's start from the top here. Code H3 for 50% off one item, plus free shipping in the US and Canada, plus free rush processing. Some exclusions apply. Wowee, use code H3, guys. So, Adam and Eve, it's a superstore for those of us who are in intimate relationships and 18 plus. Or if you're in a solo relationship.
Yeah. Relationship with yourself.
Also 18 plus, though, for that, too. They've got all kinds of toys. They've got huge ones. They've got medium ones. They've got ones that shake a lot.
Oh,
they've got ones that shake here and here.
Okay. What else?
What else?
I don't know. You tell me. You ladies have like looking over like a vibrator and dildo section for women is like feel like I'm in like a Goblin Tinker's garage, like, you know what I mean? Mm. There's just so much and all these crazy gadgets and shit. It's like Mission Impossible.
It's like, you know,
before he goes on a mission, mm-hmm. this dildo actually opens up into a parachute.
This rabbit will self-destruct.
<It's a rabbit.
laughs> But they have an amazing selection for guys and gals. You'd be surprised. Me and Neil have browsed that. I'm not ashamed to admit it. Picked up a couple things that look fun, and that's what it is. When you've been together long enough, you go, you check some stuff out, you see what's fun. Try it out. It's fun, you know? Keeps things interesting.
They have a Valentine's lingerie page.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. How's it look?
Good.
Nice. They got all kinds of stuff, though. They have nope. I think they sell, like, printer paper. Cereal.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a one-stop shop.
Lamps.
Lamps, for sure. Glowing dildo.
I don't think they have those things, just to clarify.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. But, Ethan...
You ever try a cock ring, Dan?
Huh? Well, hold on, I have an important question.
Do you ever try a cock ring?
I haven't, no. But if I were to, I might be concerned about both the price and especially the shipping. Is there anything you can do for me?
I can do all that for you, Dan. First of all, if you're worried about the price, don't worry, because with code H3, you get 50% off
50?
One item.
50?
50, what? Yeah.
50?
Yeah, you heard that correctly. 50% off one item, plus free shipping in the U.S., plus Canada, plus free rush processing.
Wow.
My goodness, what a deal.
Some exclusions do apply, but just some. Yeah, head on over, just guys. Some. Yeah, I guarantee you're going to find something you like. The prices there are pretty incredible, I have to say, too.
They are. They're very affordable.
Go there, find something you like, give it a shot. You get a great deal, and just have some fun. If you're by yourself, if you're with a partner, come on. Life's too short. Get in there and get some weird shit, okay? Thank you, guys, and thank you to Adam and Eve, our wonderful sponsor. Tom, do you want to come in here? Does Tom want to come? What's his deal? Are you coming here, Tom? Yeah. Tom Ward, everybody.
This is the Tom Ward music, everyone.
I guess he sit here. You just push that stuff to the floor. Nate, what's our countdown timer at?
It's at 25 minutes.
25 minutes.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, nice to see you. It's been a while.
You too.
Yeah, peace and love, peace and love.
Peace and love.
I want to give you some credit here, some bigging up.
Please. For what?
On this content nuke.
Oh, sorry.
You are the... Okay. Tom is the only person... Tom, you are the only person in the world that could have secured a spot on this content nuke, Hassan Piker. You are the only one.
It was not easy
to do that.
It's not easy, my friend.
Oh,
you're
sure
very difficult
it.
To work with.
Well,
and for.
Well, especially that video. I was like, learning. Listen, if you're going to pitch that video, tell them, like, let them know up front. This is going to be the most controversial, like, toxic for your brand. video in the world. Make sure that they know that.
Hello, are you still there? Hello? Hello? Where are you there? Where'd you go? That's how most emails and calls went.
But there are sponsors who are like, listen, we don't judge the we support free speech. We just want to get our product out, and we don't judge on the content.
No.
Do not get hard.
That's very important.
Good
do
advice.
Not get hard today.
Do not get hard.
Well, until later, maybe.
How you been? It's been a minute.
Ass.
What's that? Star Wars does suck ass. I doubled down on that. Things
you
are
did?
Good, man. Yeah. Ads are good. Life
you
is good.
Sick.
We're sick for a little bit. Wait, are you going to give me COVID?
No, we're past that.
What's going on, man?
I mean,
are you trying to give me COVID
probably
by bringing
not.
Me out?
No, I see it. I've been over it. I'm not contagious.
Yeah.
Okay. Things are good, man.
I mean,
kids
I've been
good
since like
last night.
No, it's been like it feels like a
well,
whole
they say
week
24 hours point. After your last fever yeah. which was like definitely a week
I feel ago. Like you were sick this past weekend
well it's Friday
yeah it's Friday today
that's what I'm saying it's been like 5 days
yeah
sick I think you're good.
I agree
yeah
Dan am I in the danger zone right
you're
here
in the danger zone.
Well we'll find out
you know you're
we'll
not.
Find out in about 4 to 5 days
okay Dan or Tom are you all caught Stay up too. On the Salt Lake Housewives reunion?
What kind of question is that? Of course, I am.
I knew you guys would do. You know, Ela gets so excited. It's so good. This season's kind of insane. I walked in kind of halfway, so I'm not in the know as you guys are. But these Salt Lake City ladies, they never stop giving. They are the craziest fucking women alive.
Yeah,
dude, I just downloaded an app that I love, Essence. No free ads, but there's an ad, the fashion app.
Yeah,
I deleted it immediately after I saw Lisa Barlow was fucking representing the band. Of all people. Yeah.
Wait, Essence?
Lisa. Yeah. She was on the homepage.
Lisa Barlow. Motherfucking Barlow's.
She is the tackiest.
Yeah.
I hate her. She's probably the housewife I hate the most.
I'm with you.
She is so fucking obnoxious. She is so tacky. Yeah.
Did you say you don't know? You know.
Yeah, look at him. You know, I've never seen the show before.
Are you fucking kidding me? Essence has.
I told Tom, when I see those housewives wear something, that thing is dead to me.
Yeah.
I don't think Essence want them on the homepage.
Like, they know that. They know that though. This is like a classy website.
Not anymore, my friend.
Wait, where's Lisa Barlow?
Maybe go on her Instagram or so, if somebody wants to look at it, if you really care that much.
I do. I want to see it. But you guys can send me a link. I just type Essence Lisa Barlow.
Yeah, that's weird. But just trust me.
Well, I got to see
it. I'm an expert on the housewives. I would never steer you wrong.
Yeah, she's, oh God, I despise her. And like, she's so cynical, right? Her and her husband, they own alcohol.
It is brand. Such, before I even start, I want to interrupt real quick. Before we even start, I need to explain really why I'm an authority on the subject of housewives.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
A week before the announcement of PK and Dorit's separation, I text you?
You called it.
Yeah, you know.
I said they were going to break up.
He kept texting me that.
The money is dried up. She's on to the next one. And he will go to jail for financial fraud.
That's a big guess.
You heard it here first, people.
I sent the link.
There you go. There's your girl.
Oh, God. So she is such a cynical. Was she Mormon? Is she ex-Mormon? I don't know.
She's still Mormon.
That's what makes it so fucking cynical, okay? They're Mormons. They don't believe in drinking alcohol. They think drinking alcohol is a sin. Her and her husband made alcohol companies to sell to fucking non-Mormons.
That's awesome.
Like, how cynical can you get? If you don't believe in alcohol, why are you selling it?
Get that bag, baby.
Well, they're heathens and they're probably going to hell or whatever. Yep. So, who cares?
Oh, my God.
But I will also make another ridiculous statement. She's the next to go down for financial fraud because there is no way in hell the tequila that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I've never seen it at a restaurant or bar anywhere in the country is funding that lifestyle.
No. It's called Bezos.
This is a photo
nobody
shoot,
ever heard of it.
But that's how she rolls around on the daily, even before this brand deal.
It's true.
Yeah.
they're living big.
Her husband is the fucking most pathetic worm of a man I've ever seen. Like, oh my God.
Me.
I have a theory. It's going to blow your mind. I noticed this, and now I can't unsee it. And Ela, you back me up. Every single Mormon man.
Oh, let's not go there. Not today. I'm not ready for this one today.
Every time. I don't want these emails.
I'm not ready for this one today.
They always complain to me.
What were you going to say?
All I'll say is Heather's ex-husband's last name was gay.
Checkmate, atheist. This is so fucking... Why would you want to work with the tackiest... Lamest.
Like, that was a cool app. They've got everything, like discount prices. They could pick any person with some style to represent, and that's who you fucking go with? Her?
Good for you.
Well, you're talking about him now.
What do you think about Bronwyn? Because she's a new character.
Bronwyn is a fucking moron.
I don't understand them.
Which one's Bronwyn?
She's the new girl with the husband that was talking to her like a little girl. No.
Oh, God.
And she's Mormon but doesn't drink, but somebody brought a bottle of wine to her house and she freaked out.
No, that's not Bronwyn.
Oh, who's Bronwyn?
Bronwyn's
the crazy dressing
with the crazy outfits.
With the old ass husband.
I think he's abusive behind closed doors, verbally abusive. Like,
it was giving that vibe.
But I feel bad for her.
Everybody around them says they're fun, so the story doesn't check out. And then they were like, why did they do the necklace thing if she didn't really buy the necklace? That's confusing.
You have to explain. Yeah. But actually, we never even got to see what Vosh said about me.
Yeah,
man.
So we got sidetracked.
Wait, we didn't finish it?
No.
What, oh, my God.
I don't think there was much more to it.
Yes, he didn't even say the fucking whole part.
Okay.
Cheers, I my think. Horse.
Oh, yeah, he calls me a psycho. That's
love ya. No pedo.
Instagram, like, I bet Hassan is praying that the fires take out my computer so I don't release my video exposing him. And it's like, dude, there's a
the
fire
way, the
outside.
Way he says it, it's like I'm dead serious. My better son wishes my computer perished.
At your house. What are you doing? What the fuck? You're actually insane. You're mentally ill.
Yeah, sorry. My first thought wasn't run to the barn and save the horses, okay? I have a family. I was in my closet packing shit, and I took a quick picture. Sorry, man.
Yeah, that was actually good.
Anyway, yeah. I'm rooting for Markiplier on this one. Hopefully.
Me too, man.
Me too.
I hope Markiplier can get through this difficult time.
Yeah.
And then you see, like, in the comments, like, it's crazy how awfully far Ethan has fallen into right-wing politics.
What?
Name one. Name one thing.
That Trump rally you were at 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And, bro, I can't. I'm losing my mind. Then there's tweets on Twitter that are going viral of me doing a Nazi salute. I'm not kidding you guys. It's like a joke. It's like a game at this point.
Kyle,
I mean, it's just they say I'm literally psycho. I'm literally psycho. Literally, I am the human embodiment of psychologically unwell because of this joke he made from his closet. There was a glow over the hill. I knew we were in danger, but I had to. I had to first think of my greatest enemy. Fucks my throat up when I do that. Bro, what are you doing? Why are you even doing that? You should, whatever, if you're doing snooze or whatever you're doing, bro, when you fuck horses, you don't put your mouth away from your hand.
Is he popping a lip pillow? I thought he was.
Can I get a lip pillow?
You want a lip pillow?
I'm going to celebrate
it. This difficult time.
You disgusting fucking rat.
Nah, he's eating something. Oh, he's biting his nail, maybe.
Oh, that's
wait,
gross,
what?
Too.
Let me see it again.
I don't know.
Yeah, what are you doing, bro? You call me a psychopath?
Yeah.
I hope Markiplier can get through this difficult time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dad.
Is he wearing, like, a retainer
crazy how awfully far Ethan's fallen into right-wing politics. Zionism and transphobia have both been really, like, effective wedges and making people who consider themselves liberal into fascists. Many such cases.
I'm a fascist now because my position on Israel, which is just apparently that I don't want Israeli civilians to be killed. I think Israeli civilians deserve empathy. That's a perfect wedge issue, guys.
Faces.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Guys are great. Yeah, and he's saying I'm transphobic.
Wait, what?
He's once again calling me transphobic.
What?
He tried that before. I forget why.
Effective wedges. And
I wasn't sure. I was confused by that too.
Anyway,
is he
yeah.
referring to you as being transphobic, yes. Or is he just saying that these are wedge issues?
He has tried to call me transphobic before. Over, okay. What was that? There was something happening, and he's like, oh, is it maybe because this person's trans, like out of nowhere? Remember? It was during our...
Oh, wait. Well, was it because Keffels was on his side of the whole thing? So were you attacking Keffels
or
something?
Oh, so maybe it was I was having a dispute with a trans person that had nothing to do with their transness. What?
Right.
Obviously.
It had to do with
Molly. And he's like, oh, really? Is it because they're trans? It's like, oh my God.
I could be misremembering that though. So
I think
it's about Lolly Hill.
Dying on Lolly Hill.
It was the Lolly Hill
stuff. Keffels died on Lolly Hill that day.
Yeah.
A lot of good people fell that day. Tip.
Big tip.
Tipsters out
there.
We lost
big tip that day.
The crows are feasting.
Cheers, my dude.
Cheers, my horse. Love ya. No pedo.
Man, the crows are feasting on Lolly Hill.
Okay.
But I didn't have to die out there for this fucking guy. And like, I think they actually did get somewhat perma canceled for that. Like, it's just, you don't want that. That's the last thing you want to associate with your name. Yeah. Like, Keffels and Tipster, they're so irrelevant now. Because they died on Molly Hill.
Yeah.
It was Tipster.
It was a hard one losing Big Tip.
Yeah. Like, me too. I know that hurt.
That really hurt.
That one hurt.
Why did you do that, Tip?
Fucking sucks. I wish he apologized.
Why'd you do that?
Tip? It was such a loss.
Yeah. At least we got Dioria now to replace that kind of void.
I
like Dioria.
Dioria does not have. No. I mean, play it, Zach, please. The original, the classic.
Cheers, my dude. Love ya. No homo.
No, of course, Nicholas Diorio has his own.
Listen, give him time.
At least I've seen what a vagina looks like.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not the same, guys.
All our guys are fallen, man. And Bobby's gone. Isn't he like totally like annihilated? What's the deal with Bobby? You know, AB?
There's a whole drama with him.
You're muted.
Bobby is posting some different content I've been seeing recently. I'll find it before I talk about it.
What kind of content is he posting?
Is it a genuine question?
Stop!
Is that like his full-time thing now? Or are they
them? I think Bobby uses they, them pronouns. Oh,
wow. Okay, Bobby, I'll respect your pronouns.
Yeah, I'm really happy for them. They seem to be...
Bobs, you're finding yourself.
They're proud.
I can see why, though. Bobby, you have to understand. You... and your friends were the edgiest shit bags in the fucking internet. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're kind of like, I'm they, and I'm trans. It's like you couldn't have positioned yourself worse with the people you were associated with. I accept you as who you are.
Good news. They're going to shed their bigoted audience. So they're going to have a much nicer group of people watching.
I guess that's true.
But I think that, and unfortunately, I'm saying, I think that's all of them.
So they're gonna lose their entire audience. Yeah.
What is the drama? Is it just that?
I don't know if I didn't want to say it until I. He's embracing it.
We shouldn't talk off the cuff about it.
So he's embracing it. Okay. So it was discovered he had it's discovered that Bobby had an OnlyFans as a kitty girl or something. Was it a kitty girl thing or a trans? I forget. Maybe both. I don't know.
I'm not sure exactly.
Ethan, without having two sentences.
You're the one that said talk about it.
No.
He's saying let's not talk off the cuff.
I was like, I don't want to talk about it. And you guys were like, let's talk about it. Is that not what happened? Did I misunderstand?
I didn't hear that.
Talk about the allegation.
I was just trying to, I didn't want to say anything until he was comfortable to talk about, but he just posted this on his public thing. He said straight, by the way, with a picture of him wearing high thigh socks and a skirt. So
Bobby,
that's him. This is him. He's coming. I'm sorry. They're coming out. They're coming out.
And good for them. Live life how you want to, you know, have fun.
But
do what you gotta do.
Bobs, you'll
shed the fence that you need to shed.
Bobs, you'll always be welcome in this community. Just keep giving
keep bringing
us
those banger sound bites.
Exactly. Yeah, as long as you're shouting crazy shit, we love you.
We ride with you.
We don't care what you're wearing when you're shouting.
Olivia found their tweet discussing it. I think it's worth getting it straight from the source here.
Bobes said the following. I feel like I came out as non-binary at the worst time in the worst way. That might be true just considering how they found out. Happened during a mental health crisis, didn't know that. Gender diversity discourse online is one of the most volatile it's ever been, and my gender expression seems to be the least expected type. Feminine with body hair. Oh, so, okay, so he's...
there. First mistake, you're on Twitter. Like, get off of that.
Yeah.
There's no...
Although that's their whole thing, unfortunately.
Well,
like if anybody's built a career around that hell site, it's them.
If Bobby wants to take care of her, their mental health, first step, get off of X Twitter.
I mean, that is good advice. You're not wrong.
But you were also a giant shitbag, so I feel like you need to make some amends too. Like, you can't just be like, oh, I'm trans now, everyone be nice to me. It's like, you are a fucking giant piece of shit to like, to trans people, to gay people, to everybody on the internet. What? They were just a total fucking dickhead his whole life.
I don't want to jump to conclusions.
So like, bro needs to come to God a little more, you know what I mean? Like, he's got some amends to make. I you know, it's not like all of a sudden he's a great, or sorry. Where did Bobby say the pronouns is they? Because it seems like they's referring to themselves as a man here.
Usually neutral pronouns, they, them, when someone
if somebody's non-binary, that's it's fair to assume. But
well, okay,
I guess we're not.
I mean,
he's
they. I'm gonna say he. He's referring to himself as a man in this tweet.
And they go by everything.
I mean, if he's not specifically said like my pronouns are they, them, I don't think it's that big of a deal, is it? To be like, I have to call them they, them.
No, it's possible that it's not a big deal.
It's the safest and probably the most.
I feel totally comfortable calling him until he says otherwise.
Okay.
I feel that's respectful, and I'm treating him like a human being. And he says he wants to eventually be feminine with body and facial hair is the end goal. I know I look 100% male right now. I don't know what's the pronouns, but until he's specified, then I don't see the need to.
What?
This is why I'm watching.
But anyway, I was saying, what was I saying? Yeah, that he was a giant piece of shit for a long time. So like, just because you're trans now doesn't mean you're a good person all of a sudden.
Dude, I am 100%, and with mental illness, and I have mental illness, the worst is like, oh, I was just diagnosed like as severely depressed. But what about the Nazi rally you were at last week? Are we like cool with that now? Because you're depressed? Or like,
yeah.
You just get a pass?
But that being said, I have an open heart and an open mind. I'm way open to the Bobby redemption arc. You know what I mean? I'm just saying that I'm open to it. That's it. Yeah.
Again, as long as the sound bites keep coming in, God bless.
That's all we care about.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
You guys are so dumb and pathetic in the chat. Literally wait till he comes out and says, like, you can call me he. Like, literally wait till he says my pronouns he. You stupid fucking woke fucks. I'm being respectful.
No, it doesn't need to be more than it is.
Why are you assuming his pronouns?
Well, it's not when
you're assuming his pronouns. He hasn't clarified.
No, when you use neutral, sorry,
calm
when
down.
You use
no, it's
pronouns,
annoying because
it's,
people go come.
It's the most respect.
By the way, you people in the chat who are like, "Oh, Ethan fucking is L being like transphobic." It's like you are presuming his pronouns. And by the way, why are you being so militant about it? How does that help anybody? I'm obviously being respectful, and I'm waiting for him to clarify. Like, you guys are fucking wrong. And if you ever want other people outside of your bubble to ever be respectful and take like trans people and non-binary people seriously, you have to fucking stop being so pathetically ridiculous when people are trying in good faith to make an effort and be respectful. Like, you guys are fucking wrong.
If I can chime in also with trans people that I personally know, this is not what they want. They just want to be treated respectfully. And as long, like what Ethan was saying was totally respectful. So it really doesn't matter. We don't need to make such a big deal about like they, he or they, until it's like he's saying, and we don't even know. He might be totally fine with it. The point is that the conversation we're having is totally respectful and promoting like accepting everything. So I don't understand why I even go there.
That's like, it reminds me of this conversation like, Kendrick Lamar had on the Big Steppers, he had this track about how his aunt was trans and his coming to terms with this over the years. And he used derogatory language in that song as part of the story to show his transformation. And like, people were like, oh, he's being homophobic, he's being transphobic because he said these words. It's like, can we please think a little fucking deeper than that? Can we please grow up? Like, he said the words in the context of a super fucking progressive song of inner exploration that was like, he was being so vulnerable and being like, I accept that my aunt is now my uncle and I love him. And the problem is that he said some derogatory words. Like, it's time to fucking get your shit together, okay?
The problem,
please,
and I think it should be obvious to all of us, the problem is like, let's say Eva. We already know she's a she and she goes by Eva. If you're on purpose not calling her she now, which is what she wants, then yeah, you're being transphobic, you know, because you're like not respecting her wishes now.
The second that Bobby is like, I'm go by she or they, then obviously I'm going to do my best to respect the pronouns, you know. But it's not obvious to me that that's the situation. I didn't mean to apologize. People are saying I yelled at you, Olivia. I didn't mean to yell at you. Okay. I get so annoyed when I'm like, I'm here doing the right thing. I feel like I'm doing my best here. And then the chat is like losing their fucking mind over something that is so ridiculous. Like you are missing the forest for the trees. And also, I don't know that they're fucking even right. Like, I'm not going to assume his pronouns.
I have clarification on it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Apparently, Bobby has said repeatedly they use all pronouns. They don't care.
Mm-hmm. That's it. There's not a trans person in this room. Bobby doesn't care about what pronouns you use for him. And you guys are in the chat shouting at how I'm wrong. Like, how pathetic are you? You know what I mean?
Well,
I'm not assuming his pronouns. And fuck all these people. Okay. Go ahead. No, and I'm not yelling at you. Anyway, that's how we do it around here, guys. 1 minute, 30 seconds left.
Oh, we never even got to talk more about Housewives. There's so much more.
I know. That was so much more fun.
So much more fun than this.
Right.
Ah, yeah. I always fuck up the vibes, but I feel like, God damn, it's just so ridiculous. You know?
When's the nuke dropping? Right after this?
You've got the timer right above your head.
I'm literally going to post it.
Where is it?
is there really a timer?
Yeah,
look at the timer on screen.
Or look on the
screen. Oh my God.
Look above you on the preview monitor.
Oh, hey, okay, I got you. Hey, there we go. Good timing.
All right, so quickly, 50 seconds left. Is there anything else?
Oh my God.
Baldoni, 2 a.m. voice messages. Should we look at one other thing before we launch?
Yes.
You guys, should we?
And on a good, funny note.
Funny note.
RFK's a psychopath.
That's kind of a long thing.
Yeah.
Are you looking for just like a quick thing? There's a mobility scooter video that you haven't seen.
Mobility scooter, that's what we need.
Oh no, the countdown accidentally stopped. There must be a glitch.
Wait, it's Jack. It's Jack Bauer. He's fudging with the wires.
Oh no.
It's flux capacitor is fucked up.
Oh my God, in 10 seconds.
Oh man, I gotta walk away.
What the hell?
And I lost the fucking key.
Holy shit, Jack Bauer did it again. Let's watch a new mobility scooter.
We're going to be working on the timer in the background. Don't worry, guys.
I'm the terrorist in this case. He's trying to disarm it, and I'm trying to launch it. What is happening? What is that?
Is this a high-speed chase?
Wait. Oh my God, They're doing vehicle maneuvers on him.
Pit maneuver.
They're doing preventative maneuvers on him.
Oh my God.
Whoa! Yo!
Wait, what did he do?
Move.
What?
Juked.
You know what?
The only thing
after that is to bump the back and make him tip over.
Is that a continuation there on the left? The left video?
Oh
shit.
maybe it
part two.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, what happened? Did he knock him off the road?
No, they're still going.
Yeah, he's gonna bump him. That's the last, you know, that's the last procedure. You gotta knock him down, buddy.
This dude is not going down without a fight.
What did he do? I gotta know what he did.
Probably like driving on the road, I think, might be illegal in itself.
Locking. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's trying to probably save this guy's life.
Yeah. He's like, sir, you're on a...
This is I'm good, bro. Oh, I'm good. God. Get off of me.
You're on a freeway on-ramp.
Wow.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Feels good to laugh.
Well, for once, at least the scooter person is putting themselves in danger and not other people. It's the, you know what I mean? I'm usually worried about everyone around the scooter folks zipping and jamming into everything around them. But,
it's a disability mobility.
Let's do the Baldoni stuff, on Monday.
Okay.
It's a lot to get into. Actually, the voice note is pretty long.
It's all right.
Play the music. My friends, tensions have boiled over. It is at a fever pitch. I have tried everything to avoid launching this nuclear bomb. But Hassan has continually provoked me, lied about me, and forced my hand. Proceed with the countdown. Would it be funny if there's no video?
Just a blank screen.
Can you imagine?
Gotcha, bitch.
Go ahead, proceed. 5, 4, 3,
10,
2, 9.
Uh-oh.
7.
It's happening.
Launch.
6.
My God.
5.
Launch.
4. 3.
It's saved. H3H2.
2.
Product.
1. 0.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to end right now, but I posted.
Have a good
everyone
weekend, everybody.
Over. Everyone head over.
Oh, wait. I was going to say, H3H2 Productions has posted its first video in 5 years.
Wow.
Whoa.
Shout out.
I hope y'all enjoy. I hope people come in and watch. That's the content. Nuke, Hassan Piker, go head on over to H3H Productions channel. Watch it, enjoy it. Can't wait to see what you guys think about it. This is our special Friday from the silo, from the Fallout Bunker. Wishing you a happy weekend, and we will be back for the Fallout on Monday. Bye-bye, everyone. Thanks.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.